Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every Monday through Friday at 6:30 in the evening. And sometimes when I have time under my schedule, which is tight, I do have an 11 o'clock version on Saturday and Sunday. Tonight I'm going to talk about something very close to my heart that requires explanation and interpretation, which is why I'm discussing this. As a Christian, of course, every event and word that Jesus says is ultimate truth coming from the mind of God, and it is undeniable in its truth and power. Jesus is Lord, and at some point he will be Lord of all the earth and cosmos, if he isn't now, whether people like it or not. But I'm going to talk about Jesus' call of the first of disciples from their fishing boats. This is a very important event, and the words in it are very important. And I'm going to just give you a little background about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. We do not concern with political correctness. We're not concerned with media hype, media lies, or media falsehoods, or modernity, or being current, or being faddish. We are concerned with the honest discourse and truth and getting at the facts and getting at the truth. The second thing is, I'm a Christian, as I mentioned to you, and I take that particular position extremely seriously. I'm not prepared to deny it on any grounds, no matter what anybody says. If you want to deny, say that I am not a Christian, or that you deny the divinity and miracles and resurrection and offer of Christ to eternal life, that's fine. That's great. But that's what you're doing when you do that, denying. Second thing is, I'm the author of 10 books, Christian and legal. And I have also have 4 books planned, Christian and legal. I've written a book, Essays in the Christian Worldview, which has sold very well nationally and internationally. I've written a book called Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on the parables. These books have sold very well in libraries and universities across the nation and abroad, and in many European countries and Asian libraries and American university libraries. They can be found in almost any major school in the country, these books. Also, I have posted my book on the parables on social media and on my website and on academia.edu. If you look for it, you can find it. And also, I'm posting the sayings of Christ and events in his life on social media, my website at academia.edu. I have published 3 very significant journal articles, one on the Syracuse Law Review, which has been bought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department, and also a book, Academicus, an Albanian international scientific group, has published 2 of my articles on education and sex discrimination. Again, they have been bought by the State Department and many European, and of course, I'm very pleased to say, many of our dear Muslim friends and brothers and sisters have bought these articles and have also bought my books, which are Christian orientation, which indicates to me the intellectual flexibility of the Muslim faith, which are willing to explore and know and develop their thinking, which is the evidence of a thinking person and not of a superficial person who simply goes along with what they're fed by the media propaganda. Today I'm going to talk about the call of the disciples from their fishing boats. Very, very significant event, a very stirring event that has to be analyzed and understood. It's found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 to 23, and I consider it a privilege to talk about this Gospel passage. The passage says that as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw 2 brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea. For they were fishermen. He sees them casting their net, and he says to them, significant, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men, meaning he will have them as the formation of his new church and gaining adherence in his new church. And significantly, in that call of Jesus where he says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men, they leave their nets and follow him. They take a leave immediately their fishing business and follow him. So his call is so compelling that they drop everything and follow him, and they listen to his statement, his very important statement, that I will make you fishers of men, meaning that they will be the formation of his new church to bring and evangelize the world. And going on from there, he sees two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Again, he calls them. Jesus' call is extremely compelling. It's almost hypnotic. They leave the boat and their father. They leave their family. They leave their fishing business and follow him. So what do we have here? This is a very telling and interesting passage of Holy Scripture. It has a number of interweaving thoughts to be understood and correctly interpreted. Strikes the reader is that what first strikes me in this passage is that the Son of God, the mind of God, as he has come to earth, chooses as his disciples and follows fishermen or tradesmen. He chooses not the intellectual elite or the economic elite, but seeks and takes on as his followers and disciples simple working men. Jesus apparently thought their minds and character and their hearts equal to anyone, including the best in society of that day. He saw their significance of their thinking and their hearts and their mind. Perhaps Jesus, as the Son of God and with the mind of God, sees things in people and in their hearts and finds them to be extremely worthy to be his disciples, the agents of his grace, and the carriers and founders of his new church. So, what do we have here? They drop their nets. They leave their father. They follow him. And what do we have here? That he calls simple tradesmen, working men, to be his disciples. And he apparently looked at them more carefully with the mind of God and thought their minds and character and their hearts equal to all, including the best in society of that day. Perhaps Jesus, the Son of God, with the mind of God, saw them in their inner being and in their hearts and found them to be worthy to be his disciples and the founders of his new church. So we have to grasp and understand that Jesus judged intellect and character as equally found in the working class. He is telling us here that the intellect and character of people is not solely to be found in the educated and upper class of society, the money class, but it's just as likely to be found in humble workers and the working class. But I note the fishing industry in the Sea of Galilee was extensive, and in fact, these disciples may have been successful businessmen. But the key is they drop everything. They follow him. They follow his call to form his new church. And in one instance, they leave their family. And most significant, he chooses simple tradesmen and fishermen to be his disciples and followers, working folks. He thought their mind and character and their hearts equal to all, including the best in society of that day. Perhaps Jesus, the Son of God, with the mind of God, saw them in their inner being and in their hearts and found them to be worthy to be his disciples and the carriers and founders of his new church. We must also grasp and understand that Jesus understood true intellect and character can be equally found in the working class. He's telling us here that the intellect and character of people is not solely to be found in the educated and economical, but is likely to be found in humble workers and the working class. Second, it's very significant in this event, they leave their nets and immediately follow his call to be fishers of men, meaning to form his new church, to get adherents, to evangelize people. So the call of Jesus, when he calls, affects them so deeply and significantly that they drop all they are doing and follow him. But what moves them are his words, these very telling words, these words that stir us and make us believe that they will be fishers of men, meaning they will be empowered by Christ to bring souls to the banner of Christ and to bring men and women to his church he is founding. So his call deeply stirs these people in their inner being to immediately drop everything and follow him. They immediately respond to his words and call that they will catch men and be the formation of his church with his offer of salvation to come and eternal life. Finally, more significantly, the call is made to James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat, mending their nets. And not only do they leave their work immediately, but they leave their relative, their father, and follow him. So the key thoughts in this passage are twofold. First, the call to Christ when issued to people is extremely hypnotic and compelling and deeply felt. So they understood that these people leave their work and follow him immediately. And they even leave, in one instance, their father to follow Christ. So this story here, the call of Jesus is not to be ignored. In following Christ, we leave not only our work and occupation and whatever we are doing, but we even leave our family, as James and John did here. The call of Christ here is grasped, is irresistible, hypnotic, and compelling. They drop their work, they drop their family, they follow his call to be fishers of men, meaning they will form the basis of his new church to bring people to his love and salvation. These disciples formed the closest associates of Jesus, Simon and Peter. The name Peter was later given. And following is a technical term for discipleship. By following the master, the Jewish student was trained, and his life under the master was shaped. Being called, I think, has reference to the prophetic call of Elijah to Elisha in 1 Kings, where Elisha is taken from his work and leaves it and his father. So, these disciples are the closest associates of Jesus. The name Peter is later given, and following is a technical term for discipleship, following the master. And following has a reference to the call of Elijah to Elisha in 1 Kings, where Elisha is taken from his work and leaves it and his father. The gathering of these disciples is the closest Jesus has come at this point to the founding of his new church before his death on the cross. We are told here that when Jesus calls, he calls, his call is radical, and he expects prompt obedience. These disciples here drop their work and give him prompt and radical obedience. And with this call of these last two disciples, the core of his followers is complete, and the founding of his new church is complete, where people drop everything, even their family, to follow him. It means here, this section means, that leaving a parent and leaving your work and leaving everything is what Jesus expects of us. And perhaps will happen if his call is correctly heard. I hope you've enjoyed this passage. You find this scriptural passage in the call of the first disciples from their fishing boats found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4 verses 18 to 24. I ask you to look at this blog. You'll find it on my website, and you will also find this scriptural passage very enlightening and interesting at shedding light, Jesus calls us to do, and what people did in response at that time to his call. These very humble people. I put a lot of thought into this, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you. Good night.